Om Namah Shivaya. Good morning, everyone. Nice to see our congregation here. Now we're speaking to our cyberspace congregation all over the world. And we're talking about today about religion. Religion is not only sacrifice of one's time, mainly one's time, of coming to the temples around the world, and Hinduism has some of the finest temples, structures still existing on the planet, will exist for thousands of years more, hundreds of thousands of them. We sacrifice our time and our thought and leave our worldly feelings behind us for the darshan of the deity. Religion can be summed up also in the word darshan, which is not only meaning sight, not only meaning looking at a stone image. It has more than that. It has feeling. Feeling the vibration of the god and goddesses that inhabit that image temporarily to bless the people. Someone recently was complaining about the priests. Oh, the priests, they don't do their work right, and they're this, and they're that. And the priests in our temple. He had a whole long laundry list of information about the priests. I've memorized that list. I've heard it so many times, exactly the same from every part of the world. I asked one question, which settled the matter. What if, since you do not like the priests, what if there were no priests in your temple? Would you want to go to the temple? He said, no. He said, well, the priests are invoking the gods and the devas in the inner world, the Pretaloka, Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, where they all live and move in a different time cycle than we do, but they're there. Often they can see us, and only if you're psychic with the Ajna Chakra awakened can you see them occasionally. He said, I see now. Priests are very necessary. I said, yes, they are the servants of the gods, not the servants of the trustees. They're not to be treated like orderlies in a hospital. Most trustees are doctors. They're the servants of the gods. Keep them happy. And the vibration of the temple will come up and you'll see a darshan. You'll feel a darshan. That'll be overpowering to you, and the problems that you have when you come into the temple will go away. Now, what is the priest doing? He is talking to God. He's saying, come to our temple, and if you do, we'll treat you right. And he's talking in the language of the gods, Sanskrit. And the gods understand, but Sanskrit has a vibration, whether you know the meaning of the words or not. It has a vibration. Thousands of years old, in past lives you've spoken Sanskrit, you've chanted Sanskrit, and one life or another you know that language, and it awakens something within you that is spiritual. It awakens something within you that's religious. It softens the external ego and brings forth the soul which is right there. And the energy which comes through the soul into the astral body, into the physical body, is coming right from Shiva, supreme energy that pervades this universe. And then you have a darshan too. You are an uplifting person. You are a person that's inspiring others just to look at you and feel your presence because you went to the temple. True, it may not last very long if you get involved in worldly life, but it's always attainable again the next pilgrimage you make or the next time you go to one of the temples. The temples now all over the world and nearly every country.